This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking about faith this week, and isn't that so foundational to everything that it means to be a Christian? To some people, being a Christian simply means that they do the religious activities. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian because I go to church, or I read the Bible, or I do this or that. But that's not real Christianity, that's just surface Christianity. Real Christianity is life-changing because it has at its heart faith in God. And I want to just talk a little bit about the nature of faith today. I want to start with the first few verses of Hebrews chapter 11 in the Bible. Let me read them to you. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." And the chapter goes on. But just stop and think about what these verses tell us about the nature of faith as you think about your own life and your faith in God. You see that there's a big difference, don't you, between faith and sight. You may remember that the Apostle Paul said, "We walk by faith, not by sight." So there's a difference between faith and sight. Faith is not simply forecasting. You know, when you are in an organization, you say, well, here's what our income has been, here's the current situation, here's what the market says, so we can forecast the rest of the year, this is how things will go for us financially. Well, that's sight. That's looking at the things that are seen and evident. But faith says there's a factor in life that goes way beyond just what I can see and measure and forecast, and that factor is God Himself. God Himself is alive and, listen, active in this world today. He's not just a being of history that we can read about in the Bible. He Himself is alive today and involved in this world, and He responds to people who study His Word to know about Him and then act in faith on the basis of what He Himself wants to do in their lives and in this world. People who pray in faith. In our own organization, we have many times come to crises in our ministry where financially it looked like there was no way forward. The door was closed. We would have to close down our doors. And yet we had this clear sense of God's calling about what He wanted to do in our ministry. And so as a team and as a board, we have prayed and called on God and trusted God. And at just the right moment, He provides just what we need. I've found that in my own life, in my family as well, not only in financial areas, but in so many different areas of life, as you face things that are beyond your control or that you cannot see the way that God would make a way forward. But you pray and you trust Him and God gets involved. This is the reality of the Christian life. It's not just that you slap the veneer of Christian activities on the top of a life that is the same as everybody else in the world. No. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And when you have faith, God gets involved. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.